deeper understanding of Hanaira is that Hashem is entirely beyond our ability to understand. Now we need to understand what we don't understand. So perhaps, in order to do that, we need to go back again to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. When we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, so Rav Berkowitz explains that Hashem's existence was only able to be revealed through Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and their Midas. The state that the world was in before they came around was such that humanity was totally unable to conceive of the idea of one unique, distinct, one sole benevolent creator. The world was filled with tyranny, with selfishness. For example, you have Stoim, where Chesed's a capital offense. That's an example of what the world could have become in its entirety. You see, it happens in the time of the Mabul. In such a world, it's impossible to understand that Hashem is there to be meitiv, to bestow good to us. And it's only when Avraham Avinu comes along that you have this concept of a God of Chesed. Hashem is revealed into the world through Avraham Avinu. Hashem is meitiv, he's good, does good, constantly. Yitzchak Avinu brought into the world the concept of Gvura, as we've mentioned. Living life for something else. The ability to give up comfort and prosperity and even survival for the sake of something higher. Gvura, the strength, the absoluteness, that's what destroys evil. Yaakov is the Midas HaEmes, the integrity, his total devotion to his employer and father-in-law, Lavan, who he works for. Yaakov Avinu's lifelong search for Emes is part of being a Yeshiv, Ayhalim. That's him. That's Emes. So Hashem is revealed into the world through his Midas, with Chesed, Gvura, and Emes. And therefore we reflect that again with Hakel HaGadol. That's how he's revealed into the world. Hakel HaGadol is endless Hashpa. And Hashem is keeping us alive the whole time. It's giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. Hagibar is that Hashem's absolute. There's nothing stronger than Hashem. There's nothing that can go against Hashem. So now we come again to Hanaira. What is beyond our ability to understand? Gadol and Gibor together. The fact that Hashem is endlessly giving, yet holding back at the same time. He's Gadol, he's Chesed, endless Hashva. And he's Gibor. There are boundaries, there are limitations. How does that work? That's Naira. That's beyond us. So it's, oh, I don't. It's not that, oh, I don't understand Hashem. It's understanding what we don't understand. An acceptance that we're finite. An acceptance that our intellects are limited. And being able to live with that. Kol Zman, as long as we're in a finite world. Hanaira. There are things that are just beyond us. We're davening from a place of understanding to a place of, I'm accepting the fact there are things I don't understand. The humility it takes to say that is a prerequisite for davening further.